Our barrick barrels. The classic 225-liter barrels are made from very different coopers. For example, by François Frère from France, or by Radou, but also by Mercury or from Taranzo. And of course, from the Palatinate cooper, the Gies Cooperage in Deidesheim. Every summer we have a big tasting with the oenologists from the cooperages. And in fact, every oenologist of the respective barrel manufacturer recognizes his barrels in a blind tasting from more than 100 samples. You can taste the differences that arise due to the wood and the skill of the wood cooper. That's why we only use French and German oak here at Wilhelmshof Estate, because they grow very slowly, have an incredibly high wood quality and a fine port, so that our Pinot Noirs don't get too much air and they can mature slowly. We actually don't use any other barrels.
98% of all barrels worldwide are made of oak, the remaining from chestnut. Everything else is obsolete. Some oaks are not suitable at all. They have grown too quickly, such as the South African oak. It is so coarse poured that the wine would almost run through it. That is why you cannot use the South African oak for wine aging or wine storage. As a winemaker, you discuss very, very precisely with the cooper how the barrels are worked and manufactured. It's about how fine poured is the wood, how strong is the toasting of the wood. The barrels are shaped over an open fire, over oak chips with the help of water and iron rings. Because the wood is almost straight and depending on how intensely the wood is burned from the inside, which we call toasting in technical jargon, this also releases different aromas in the later wine. This is because the wood sugar is changed when the wines are toasted. With light toasting, you get vanilla notes, chocolate notes with medium toasting, and coffee and mocha notes with heavy toasted barriques. And we also discuss whether the ends of the barrel have been toasted, because all of this has a huge influence on the later wine.
At Wilhelmshof Production is a team effort with four different family oenologists and winemakers. Of course, everyone has her or his own personal preferences, and every barrel maker has a different type of production. All these people bring complexity to our products. This means that the same wine tastes different when matured in different casks from different producers. And you can taste and smell that in a blind tasting. This is the reason why you will find so many different manufacturers here in our wooden barrel cellar. Because making wine is a team effort. We taste in the family, in our team, with four oenologists, with our wine grower, journeyman and employees. And of course, each of us has a favorite among the barrel makers. And that's the reason why we also get the different barrels from the different manufacturers and why we always try something new. Because, of course, everything evolves. There are new manufacturing methods, new ways of storing and washing the barrels, the wood and the finishes. It is very important that the core temperature of the wooden barrel does not exceed 234 degrees Celsius when it burns out, which we call toasting in wine industry. And that is ensured by the good cooperages that you can see here in the barrel cellar.